Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Sista said in the spotlight, day 24. Let's get started. Today, we're shining the light on a woman who passed on this day, February 24th, back in 2020. She was a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. She's the subject of the movie Hidden Figures. She's an American mathematician whose calculations of orbital mechanics as a NASA employee were critical to the success of the first and subsequent U.S. crewed space flights. Back in the day, we didn't know what her name was, but today we know her to be Katherine Johnson. And her quote, like what you do, and then you will do your best. So first off, let me start by saying Katherine Johnson is my shero. As a mathematics instructor and a lover of math, I wish I had known about her when I was little. Because then, who knows, I may have done other stuff with math, even though I do think that where I ended up with math was the best thing for me and the people whose paths my life has crossed. But I still may have done other things along with being an educator, dealing with math. Who knows? Because when you can see somebody else that was able to do it, then it lets you know that you can too. And maybe I didn't have that vision, that thought or whatever. But, you know, that's another story. That's another episode. Let's get back to Katherine Johnson and her quote, like what you do, and then you will do your best. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that when Katherine Johnson reached school age, she didn't enter in kindergarten or first grade? She was automatically placed in the second grade. And by the time she was 10 years old, she was ready for high school. Like what you do, and then you will do your best. She liked math, so she did her best. And guess what? It promoted her. Literally. It literally promoted her. To the point where she ends up applying for a job at NASA, which was NACA at the time, N-A-C-A. And she was actually turned down the first time. So then the following year, she tried again. She was hired. And she became one of many women, hidden figures, one of many women that were hired to do the calculations. Now, there were men on the other side of all of this that were receiving the credit for the work, but the women were the computers. They were doing all of the computations. And although there were computers back then, the calculations that computers came up with were not 100% reliable. So these women did the checks, they did the work, even to the point where astronaut John Glenn was like, hey, I hear you. You got these computers. They did the work, whatever, talking about the actual machine computers. But here's the deal. I'm not going into that rocket until Katherine Johnson checks the work to make sure that those numbers are correct and that this path is doing what it's supposed to do. And I'm going to land here and I'm going to be able to get back. I'm not doing it unless Katherine Johnson checks the work. Like what you do, and then you will do your best. He recognized that she knew what she was doing. Clearly, she must like what she's doing because she keeps coming back. And she was doing beyond her best. She was making magic where other people couldn't see the stuff that she was seeing. They couldn't calculate the stuff she was calculating. So, when I think about this, it makes me think of the whole choose a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. If you like what you're doing, then you're going to do your best. If it's a job that you love, then you'll get up every day and you'll be excited about going to work. Having said that, what are we going to do with this quote? Like what you do, and then you will do your best. Here's the plan. You may be in a job or a career path that you do not like or love. And that's understandable because we have to make these decisions about what career path we want to go on at an age when we're not all there. The brain isn't fully, developed to a point where we may or may not know what our verb is. And so it's okay if you have to course correct and figure out what that real thing is that moves you, that thing is that you love. So if you are in a job that you don't like, that's okay. Stay there for now. Don't quit your day job. But here's what you do in the outside hours. Cut back on some of the nonsensical things that you're doing. If you're binging on Netflix and stuff like that and just going around partying and everything, let's cut back on some of that and use that time constructively. Because what we need to do now is to figure out, what do we love? What thing is it that we like to do? And can it be monetized? Is it already monetized? Is there a job out there that meets the description of the things that you love to do? Because if so, now let's look into those things and see, okay, what do I need to have in order to be able to do that thing over there? And then you start tailoring your resume to whatever this new thing is. And when you get to the point where now it aligns, your resume aligns with what that position is, then you go for it. You go all in, put in the application, take the courses that you need to do to be able to do that thing and do it well. And then when you get it, then you can put in your 2 weeks notice at the thing that you really don't care about, the thing you don't love. And then now you're set up to be able to get up in the morning and be excited about going to work, to be excited about doing the things that you're doing and helping the people that you're helping and whatever that thing is for you. Because the same thing happened for me. When I went to college, I went in as a computer science major. I realized I didn't like it. I didn't like sitting in the lab looking at a computer all day. I needed people. I needed to talk to people. I needed to talk. And so I didn't have the vision, though, to do it on my own, to course correct, to change. I knew I didn't like it. But in my mind, it was like, but you know what? This is going to be something good for me because I can get a really good job and blah, blah, blah. I'll make lots of money. And in my free time, I'll do the stuff that I like to do. Well, what happened? The program lost its accreditation. And my advisor came to me and said, hey, here's the situation. What do you want to do? You can continue in this path, but your diploma will not be recognized. And so I shift gears and went into math education. And I look back on it and think to myself, I can't imagine what other thing I could have been doing. I love this stuff. I love it. And although I've worked at schools that I didn't love working at, the job itself, working with the students, teaching them my love for math to then try to get them to at least like it a little bit, that was the thing that I loved. And then I soon realized that it was more of the education thing than just math itself. Teaching people. I love to be able to help people understand things. So not only with teaching with the math, teaching with podcasting, all that. That's my verb, teaching, educating, helping. So that's what I want you to look for. I need you to find your verb. What is the thing that you love to do? And if you're not presently doing it, take the time to figure out, how do I get from where I am now to that thing over there that I love? Do an inventory, figure that part out. And hey, if you need some help figuring it out, hit me up. You know where to find me. At Hey Yvette, that's at HEYEVETTE. I will help you. But let's do this so that we can do like Katherine Johnson said, when we like what we do, then you will do your best.